guidelines. I want a composition tablet just for my class. So you purchase it tomorrow. I don't want no other data in it. I want it just for my class. Composition tablet, because you're going to need it in this class to keep up with. We're going to start training you in supernatural ministry, okay? And you're going to need a composition just for my class so you can keep this, because it's going to be historical in your life, and you want to make sure you got all the information and know how to activate, access, attract the supernatural, all right? So, and then no sleeping in the class. No sleeping. I really don't want no chewing, smacking gum and stuff while I'm teaching, all right? You're in school. We have 193 students, have a large body watching by internet. And so I'll be training you in something that overtake my ministry in July. Something I've been studying about for a long time, but the manifestation of the supernatural. I passed the book out so y'all can look at different things that happened in the various state that we went in, including this church, and we're going to Baltimore next week. The same thing happened. Now, what you know about ministry is fine, but by the Western culture church not knowing what we're about to go into, of how to really actually live the book of Acts and how to activate, access, sit down, you're gonna start writing. How to activate, access, and attract the supernatural. We define the supernatural, we're gonna define the natural. We're gonna define where the church has been stuck. Take notes now. Anytime a Christian is stuck in anything, sickness, disease, lack, limitation, confusion, frustration, that means in the natural. That means they're trying to do something spiritual, sensical. It won't work. Now, religion, tradition, doctrine of men, philosophy, psychology, science, we have all these things have crammed themselves into the church, because the church has been on search for the real God, the reality of God, the reality of God, the God we see in the Bible, the God we see doing, raising the dead, healing the sick, casting out demons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, we have talked about this in the church a whole lot. That's a lot of doctrine. That's a lot of teaching, but you can't live on doctrine. The Bible says the letter without the spirit is dead. So supernatural is talking about the spirit world connecting properly in this world. And Christians are supposed to be operating the supernatural. For instance, now I'll quote a lot of scriptures. For instance, in John 14, I think around the 8th verse, you got your Bible? The 8th verse, Jesus was talking to the disciples. The disciples says, now all of this started in Exodus 33 where we ask the Lord to show us your glory. Well, just when I left out my office, the Lord said, I want you to look at this. He said, this will get a student a good start. In John 14 here, it is working up its way to the greater works. At large, the church is not doing the greater work. The church at large is not doing the greater work. There's not enough signs. There's not enough wonders. There's not enough miracles. There's not enough deliverance. There's not enough victory in the church at large. Okay. In this class, you're going to learn how to live in one world out of another world. And you're going to learn some things that you have not seen in the Western culture. It's just breaking out. Things are breaking out. You're going to position yourself to function in the supernatural. You're going to begin to enjoy God more, because the reality of God will begin to manifest in your life. It's beyond just saying a prayer, reading the scripture, making a confession, saying you're operating in faith, making a declaration. We've been doing that for centuries, and we're not, have not, and I'll tell you right now, will not get the results that you should have unless you know how to function in the supernatural. All right? Now, you in John 14? Yes, sir. Because I want you to look at that a minute. I'll be teaching on the supernatural, opening up the supernatural. That's all I want to do to you. Open up the supernatural. Not only position you for to have the supernatural in your life, but wherever you go from this school, you will be able to perform miracles. You'll be able to make it happen. You'll know what it takes to make miracles, signs, and wonders function in your life and in the lives of those in whom God have you to minister to. All right, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, you don't know this. So you can scratch it out right now. You can scratch it out in your prayers right now. You don't know this. See, because some of y'all, we get a little spiritual, been in church a long time. I've been in 40-something years and didn't really know how to activate the things I saw in the Bible at large, supernaturally, the impossible, the incurable. Now, we talk about casting out demons, but not many demons have been cast out. So I just want you to, afresh and anew, get ready for some things. Listen. Be careful to take notes, because you're going to have to let me know you heard what I said. When Barbara gets your, she'll be around. She's around, you're listening. She gets you, start getting your tests together. And it's not going to be nothing hard. We're not trying to fail you. We're not trying to be a hard school. I just want to know, did you get it? I don't want you to waste your time coming here and not really getting it. Now, I'm going to say some things about 9-10 things that I got to get to get you rooted in understanding. But the Lord, like I said, before I left out the office, the Lord showed me something here, because in Ephesians 1, in that prayer in Ephesians 1, he's called the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, but he also is called the Father of glory. That's you write that down, the Father of glory. That's a very, because you have to understand the Father of glory. Now that's definition, glory. Glory is all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. That is powerful. He's the Father of glory. Glory is the manifested presence of God. Now, present, he's omnipresent, he's everywhere, student, but the manifested presence means that now he came to manifest. Came to do the impossible, came to move the incurable, or whatever it is, whatever you need, a creative miracle. I've seen him turn iron into bone. I've seen that in the last 2 months. And I've seen all type. You got a miracle book you got in your hand. I've seen him do all kind of things. But there's certain things you have to know in order for it to function that way. So now when you got glory, you got all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. And also glory is the manifested presence of God. And I'll give you a more definition. There's two terms I want you to think about, supernatural, and I want you to think about the glory of God. Supernatural and the glory of God. He's the Father of glory. So when Moses asked him to show me thy glory, then Exodus 33, here's a boy over here in John 14 asking the same question in another way. He says, show me the Father. Okay? And we see it here in the 8th verse of the 14th chapter, because you know what the 12th verse says, right? We've talked about the 12th verse. You with me, class?
Yes, sir.
Am I going too fast?
Yes, sir.
All right. In the 8th verse, it says, you know, Jesus had done many mighty things, and the disciples really didn't understand how he was doing all that. So then Philip back here, Lord, show us the Father, and it's sufficient to us. Show us the Father. Well, he's actually saying, show us the glory also. Sure, he want to see how all these things happen. So Jesus said to him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father, and how sayest thou, then show us the Father. You still with me? Now notice the 10th verse, because Jesus tells a secret here you can't catch unless you know how to function in the supernatural. It'd just be a story to you, but I'm going to explain it to you. He says, believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Then he goes on to say, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. Now, I think I drilled it in this class in John 6:63, put in your note, the kind of words he's talking about is spirit and life. It's just not normal, local, everyday word, because in order to operate or function in the supernatural, You're going to have revelation, and you're going to have to know what a rhema word is. A rhema word is a present-day word. It's a situation that you're dealing with, circumstance you're dealing with, something you need to accomplish in life, and God will give you a rhema word. A rhema word is a present-day, alive word. So you're going to need revelation. You're not going to be reasoning. Reasoning would not be able to function in the supernatural. There's a lot of reasoning. There's a lot of rituals. There's a lot of religion that is still in the church. Even full gospel church, word of faith church, they still got a lot of religion in there. And that's why the operation of the supernatural we have not seen as we should. Now, as of today, we have 4 people risen from the dead. As of today. And then all of the things you see in there, and some of the things not even recorded that God is doing. And so he's teaching me this, and I'm going to share it with you. Now, notice in the 10th verse, believe thou not that I'm in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself. Now, notice what he said in the last statement of this verse. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he what? He doeth the word. That's a punchline I'm going to give you in a few minutes. He said in the 11th verse, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for what? You see, talking about works again, the works we should be doing. But the works we have to do is supernatural. So, therefore, that's why at large, the Western Culture Church, in the United States of America, we have not fulfilled or do the work that God have called us to do because we have not known how. We get stuck in a patch. We get stuck on certain things. Now, when you talk about verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, should he do also, and greater works than these should he do, because I go to my Father. You talking about, then he talk about his name, talking about sending the Holy Spirit. But you're talking about the supernatural. You're not talking about a Bible person who read the Bible, say a few prayers, and go out there and do something. They need to know how to make contact. So here we go. There's two realms, the natural realm and the supernatural. The natural and the supernatural. I'll give you a better definition later, but the natural is what you can operate in your senses and your reasoning and your understanding. The supernatural is, on the other hand, moving in the will of God and the ways of God and the power of God and the revelation of God and the insight of God and the illumination of God and the truth of God and the reality of God. That's the supernatural. That's another realm. That's a realm that is beyond this natural realm. The supernatural operate beyond the natural. So that's what things that nothing impossible, nothing incurable, nothing unchangeable when you know how to function in the supernatural. So you got those two realms. Now watch me now. Now you have these three dimensions. That's how all this broke out, three dimensions. You have faith. Now we know about faith. So then faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But sometimes we don't really understand just hearing the word of God without getting the revelation or the rhema aspect of the word or the spiritual aspect of the word, you really have a formula. You don't have faith. See, there's no faith can be manifested without the Holy Spirit. So if you got the word without the Spirit, you're really not operating in faith. That's why we have so much so-called faith failure. Faith failure. You see, I did everything I should do. I read the Bible. I had the scripture on it. I prayed. I confessed. I still don't have it. See. You have to know how to break through to the supernatural. Put that down. Breaking through to the supernatural. You have to know that. That's my job in this school. Those of you watching by internet, that's my job to teach you how to break through to the supernatural. It's not as easy, but it's not hard either if you know what to do, all right? So this class, every student here, you're gonna break through the supernatural and personally your own lives, the limitations that you have on your own personal life going to be moved. You're going to be a student in church that the average Christian not gonna understand you, because you're going to be functioning at another level. When you leave this school, you'll be functioning at another level. Matter of fact, all alumni need to come back, because there's another baby here. You know, this is the nitty-gritty, as they would say in the street talk. All right, so now you got these three dimension. Faith gives you access to God. You have the anointing. The anointing is a divine ability that God used to work through us beyond normal circumstances. It's in the spirit. It's Luke 4:18. It's Acts 10:38. It's 1 John 2:27. 1 John 2:20. Write those notes down. Talk about the unction, and you have the Holy One on the inside of you. And Jesus gave us his whole ministry in Luke 4:18. He's working in the anointing, but there's something else Jesus was doing we didn't know about, and that's where the supernatural come in, because those two dimensions, now you have faith, you have the anointing, but that third, this third dimension we didn't know much about. I told you somebody 3 minutes ago, but it's the glory. Now, what's the difference between the faith, the anointing, and glory? Faith is God using you to do something, all right? And it's accessing the spirit realm. The anointing is the same thing. It's anointing is an ability, a power God gives to us to do certain things in the supernatural world. But the glory, you have to attract it. And the glory is when God begin to do things sovereignly himself and on his initiative and by his majesty and his own power, him doing it. See, that's where all these miracles came from. God, I lay a hand on very few people. He'll use your anointing. But massive movement of the supernatural is God moving in his glory. Now, the glory world has to be attracted. I'm going to tell you how to attract the glory. I'm going to tell you how to attract the glory, which we're going to put you in the supernatural. You got these three dimensions, faith, the anointing, and glory. Now, here's the problem in the church. Here's the problem. Y'all listening? The problem is men do not know the glory exists as it exists. They think it's a cloud. They think it's a smoke or something like that. And it does produce that, but that's not the nitty-gritty of it. So what happened, man, operating faith, the church, I know I've been with the church 40-some years, they're operating in anointing, but they break down there because they don't know the next move. The next move is the glory, you see. The next move is the glory. So now you have to know how to make transition from the anointing to the glory. Y'all listening? All right. How you make that transition? Transition from the anointing to the glory. Well, you got to recognize the glory when the manifestation of glory comes, when the presence of God overwhelms a place. It's not for us and we to just jump, run, holler, scream, sweat, and, you know, be so happy. But when God comes, he comes to do something. But if you don't know how to receive it, when he comes, you're going to dissipate the power doing something else. There's a time to run, there's a time to have joy, there's a time to cry, there's a time to fall up, there's a time to receive supernatural manifestation from God. So the transition from the anointing to the glory is you have to know how to step back. One of the craziest thing in the church is ego, pride, talent, self-effort, performance. So you got to stop with the choir. You got to stop them from performing. You got to stop them from trying to use their talent. You got to stop them from burning strange fire. I'm going to tell you why now. Here's why. The way to attract the glory is thanksgiving, praise, and worship. All right, now thanksgiving, what is thanksgiving? You're thanking God for his goodness. That's what thanksgiving is. Lord, I just thank you. Just think about the good things you're going. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, all my soul. Go down that line. And then praise is acknowledging God's greatness. Worship, you've switched from, just like you have to switch from the anointing to the glory, you have to know how to switch from praise to worship. Praise and worship, not the same thing. Worship is the personal understanding of the sovereignty of God, of his majesty. I guess two of the greatest verses you will ever know is in 1 Chronicles 29:11-12, when David gave an insight picture on who God really is. He says the majesty, he's the great, the greatness, he's the glory, he's the victory, etc. All the honor belong to him, all the riches belong to him, the kingdom belong to him, heaven belong to him, earth belong to him, he's exalted above all. So everything belonged to him. It's all like Psalm 24:1, though he is the Lord and the fullness thereof. All right, so now, here we got class. Here we got it, because you got it. This is new. And this is what caused all these manifestations, knowing how to function in the supernatural. Okay, knowing how to function in the supernatural. There's a lot of preaching, there's a lot of teaching, there's a lot of screaming, there's a lot of poem, there's a lot of good stories being told, there's a lot of historical Jesus being preached, and Jesus don't operate if you preach him historically. He has to be manifested in the present moment. All right? All right, now so let me start. You got to take a lot of notes in this class. I'm going to either choke you or make you go. The reason that we need to know now, and I know why the Father is thanking for his mercy and his grace. Let me tell you three realms in the realm of the glory. The kingdom of God government. Government, the kingdom of God government. It's so important that we understand government. What you mean by government? Well, it's a spiritual government that God has set in the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. It's a spiritual government. It's chronological, set up by God. Apostolically, you know, I've stepped out in the apostolic ministry. So there will be in these classes, not only from me, from the guys who are under me, apostolic mantles and anointing being passed on to you as a student. You'll be able to operate more freely and more fervently in the things of the Spirit than a normal setting. Because now the apostolic anointing is going to be available. You're going to be sitting on it, soaking it up. My sons are going to be teaching you. And so you're soaking it up all the time in the school. Another level. One thing about the apostolic anointing, it bespeaks the aspect of, and I want you to get this, now. Why are we there? I want to tell you something about now. Now faith comes from eternity. You see, you as a Christian, you've been birthed into eternity. And so instead of you having a beginning and an ending, your power is in a circle. You never begin, you never end. It's always now. God is a now God. If it's not now, it's not God. If it's not now, it will not produce the supernatural. If it's not now, it will not produce miracles. It will not produce signs. It will not produce wonders. How many? Let me ask you, you know, over the years, prior to these 2 months, how many blind people you've seen come get their sight in your church? How many lame people you saw got out of a chair? How many people you have seen raised from the dead? How many people you've seen delivered from incurable disease they call like cancer? Lady just touched the screen during camp meeting and during one of these other meetings and got totally healed of cancer. That's supernatural. Now, it's not a man doing. See, go back to the ego. Go back to talented preachers who can talk good and got eloquent statements, make eloquent statements, but everybody leaves sick. Over 90% of the church sick and broke. But Moses brought 3 million out. The Bible says, they came out with silver and gold, and there was not one sick person among them. James asked the question. Well, how can James ask the question? Is any sick among you? Yeah, all are sick. You see what I'm saying? And so God now, through you as a student of the supernatural, and through this time of supernatural movement, which God been trying to get into the Western culture, but we got so much denomination. We got so many committees, so many camps. We got so many generals that don't need to be generals. And you're not a general. The general yesterday is not the general today unless he's moving. That, see, the spirit world, that's another thing about the spirit world. The spirit world is a world of movement. You cannot be stagnant. It's a flow. All right? Let me go back to government. Let me go back to government. I won't miss the government. You got the divine government. So you got to understand submission, surrender, honor, respect. If you're going to operate in the supernatural, you're going to have to cultivate that. If you don't cultivate that, you're going to cut off the power. Okay? You got to be honor, got to be respect, got to be surrender, it got to be submission if you want to operate in that. So you got the kingdom of God, and then there's another thing here now, very important. I call it the rhythm of grace. The rhythm of grace. Now, the rhythm you can get into, just a beat, look like, you know, just a beat, but it's a spiritual beat. You get into that rhythm, and you'll notice Paul said, I am what I am because of the grace of God. And 1 Corinthians, what, I think 15:10. He talks about grace. God said, my grace is sufficient. You're saved by grace and faith, you see. And God's glory include grace. God's glory include goodness. God's glory include rest. God's glory include I am that I am. Okay? And God's glory includes mercy. If you look in 33rd chapter of Exodus, you'll see all of them wrapped around when Moses asked, Lord, show me your glory. Now, so you have government, you have the rhythm of grace, and then you enter into the flow of life. Now, the God kind of life, the supernatural life, the life of manifestation and demonstration and creation. I want all that rewritten in that conversation tab you're getting just for my class. I want all that rewritten because I'm gonna grade you by your composition too. And you're writing that bad in mine. I can read it. So make sure you take these notes because you got to have this to study it over and over again because I'm gonna be saying so much, you're not gonna be able to comprehend all of it in the class because at this point my cup running over. I wasn't supposed to be here tonight, but I said I want to open the school up. I want to be here to let you know what's about to happen in your life. Any sickness you got, gone. Any lack, limitation you got, gone. Once you learn the truth about how to operate in the supernatural, all darkness leave your life. All darkness, all confusion, all frustration leave your life because you're going to know how to yield to God doing the impossible. Now, doctrine, teaching, and preaching. Jesus preached, he taught, but he did. We've been preaching and teaching. We haven't been doing a whole lot. We haven't, not, when it comes down to supernatural, person come, you know, we pray for them. I mean, that's the best we know. And pray that God make a way for you, you know. And we did a little good, but I'm talking about the mass ministry, the Almighty God have chosen to reveal himself to us in ways that is just like he did in the original glory with Adam. Adam, you know, Adam never was sick. Adam was not broke. Adam was in the image and likeness of God, and he had the glory of God, and everything worked out. When he sinned, when he changed revelation knowledge for knowledge. And that's what the church have done. The church have traded revelation knowledge because it take work to get the revelation, God to reveal himself. So they have tried to substitute revelation knowledge with an academic knowledge, real smart preachers, you know, and got their verbs together and all the things together. And actually nothing happening though, nothing happening. The people instead of manifestation is manipulation. Write that down. Write it down. You got to have it. God dug it. You got to have it. Instead of manifestation, you have in the church a whole lot of manipulation to make you believe you're going somewhere and you never get there. You get happy. You get all emotional. But you don't have no manifestation. You don't have no real proof like you got in your lap. Who got them book? Them book down there somewhere. You don't have no real proof. That's real proof there. That's evident. That's why I want all of y'all to look at these books. Look at what happened. Look at that woman receive a new heart, new lung, new kidney, new legs, throwing their crutches up on the podium. Say she couldn't walk, blood pressure high, blood pressure went down normal, legs got strengthened, ankle swelled, left out the ankle in the service, and walked off on her husband. I see y'all don't know nothing because y'all ain't excited about nothing. Y'all don't even know nothing about this. Y'all just is. You just don't know nothing. I mean, you know, just admit you don't know. And admit you want to know. And you can pull it out of me. You know, God put the name in me about a tongue. And I study all day long because it's coming so fast, I can't how to keep up with it. I want to teach you how to have a supernatural ministry. You willing to learn? You willing to pay the price, whatever it takes? All right. Now, okay. All right, let's go over some stuff now. I was telling you about the three realms that that comes into contact with the glory of the supernatural. Is a very, and you're going to know them. Thy kingdom come. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. The kingdom deal with government, the power deal with ability, and the glory deal with the manifested presence of God again. Okay, you find that in the sixth chapter of Matthew, the Lord's Prayer. See, words like kingdom, power, and glory. You want to make yourself acquainted with those words as you go through the scripture. Now, the supernatural, you have to walk it out. And you have to know how to walk in the supernatural. So let me just give you this introduction. In the midst of this darkness, people are wrestling with unanswered spiritual questions. Probably some of y'all, some things that you prayed about, and you don't seem like you can get your answer. Why it's not happening? People, because of a lack of the supernatural, Christians are wrestling. And so the Christian is in such a wrestling match with their own life, they can't do ministry. Because if nothing happened in your life, you got a fake ministry. See what I'm saying? See? You got a fake ministry. It ain't waiting for you. It doesn't mean you're not going to be attacked. That's not the case. The case is that you know you're out even when the attack is on. All right? So now there's a darkness. Turn to Isaiah chapter 60. I want to look at how the supernatural in the glory of God deals with darkness. Darkness is not going to be dealt with unless the supernatural is being manifested, unless the glory of God is understood and somebody knows how to wear the glory. Somebody knows how. You listening, Clarence?
Yes, sir.
Somebody knows how to make it happen. Somebody who knows how to work a miracle. How to call a miracle in and stand there till it show up. Now, various anointing will be released in these classes. I felt the worship of the anointing. Now, various anointing will drop down in these classes. Okay? And it'll get heavy, heavy. And you'll feel it on you. And it's neat. You need to feel it. You need to understand that it's tangible. That it's real. That it's not make-believe. All right? Now, so we got to stop manipulation with manifestation. The only thing that's going to stop when Philip came to Samaria in the 8th chapter of Acts, those people were dominated by familiar spirits. It really wasn't God. And it took a man or woman who knew how to operate in the supernatural and come and break that power. When they heard and seen, turn to Acts chapter 8, when they heard and saw the thing that Philip did. So Philip wasn't only preaching, he was activating miracles under the supernatural, and he won that whole town from under witchcraft and from under manipulative preachers, because that's what's going to happen. I'm telling you right now, a lot of churches in trouble, because once people recognize that the dinner bell ringing, they're going to eat, partner. They're going to slip. Oh, yeah, they're going to slip. Because, see, we people are tired of just confessing, praying, holding on. It's going to come later. No, now. Say now.
Now.
Open your mouth, girl. Now. What's your name? What's your name? You do what I tell you to do in this class. Say now.
Now.
Or find you another school. Because I ain't met with no cute people, no crazy people. I ain't met with no people who going to do what they want to do. They're going to do what I say do. That's the only way I'm going to get you to cross that river. You see, Elijah did what Elijah told him to do. He said, well, you ruling me, yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's the only way you're going to break this old traditional stuff that you believe you know. None of y'all know it. Because
yes,
I don't know it. I'm learning myself. So let's just be students. Let's all be students. And do what I tell you to do, because once I tell you to do something, I'm doing something to break something on your life.
Yes,
and we got to get a breakthrough here. You understand?
Yes.
Now you feel that?
Yes,
there's a tangibleness coming in this room. The glory is set in this room. And some sickness in your body gonna leave. Watch. Right in this very class. Watch. It might be sometime I'll stop until you check yourself. That thing'll be gone. High blood pressure, diabetes, it'll just leave. It gotta go. See, that's the type of ministry we're talking about. So evidence. Ministry with no evidence is not ministry. It's a religion. So in the midst of this darkness, people are wrestling with unanswered spiritual questions. All of these questions, listen class, will be answered as you listen and receive. Listen and receive. I told you to turn to Acts 8, right? You'll see down there where you read it yourself. I'm gone. You're going to see what happens, son, in the time. All of these questions will be answered as you listen and receive. Oh, very important now, class. Listen and receive. And, oh, Lord, tell me about this. I got revelation. I told you about it. And a ram of word. Now, here's something I saw in the gospel. People dealing with Jesus and the prophets, Elisha, and responding properly to instruction. You got to respond properly to instruction. You can't say, this is the way I won't do it. Because Naaman wouldn't have got his healing. He was a great man, he was a general and all that. But what the prophet told him, go dip seven times, he ain't got no time for talking about this water more clean and all that. You got to do, God give you to operate in the supernatural, you're going to have instruction. You're going to have to operate by faith.
Yes, sir.
And going to strip, going to rape your ego. See, in order to operate in the supernatural, your ego has to be raped. And you have to be left naked. Knowing of myself, I can't do nothing. All these questions will be answered as you listen and receive. As you come face to face with a powerful, listen, and supernatural God. A God who wants to work miracles. Read this powerful scripture in Hebrews 2:4. Go to Hebrews 2:4. We have not been seeing this, but we'll see it now. Through you, your life going to change, and you're going to change a lot of people's lives just by coming to this school. Just don't be contrary. Don't be stuck up. And don't act like you know all this and all that, because I know better. We're coming into revelation. We're coming into manifestation. We're coming into a demonstration we haven't seen before. Okay. My old dad used to say, the proof in the pudding is the eating. You know. You tell her that the man told a story about the lady made some gumbo, it wasn't good. And boy, but he had his eye on that cake, that raisin cake he saw in the window. He kept watching that cake, boy. He said, well, the cake gonna make up for this tub of gumbo, you know. And so he's watching the cake, and so the lady said, you want a piece of the cake? He said, yes. And she went over to cut it, and all the raisins starts flying. She said, whoosh. All the raisin left. It was just a plain cake with icing on it after that. And that this bad gumbo. The preacher told us, though, that this bad gumbo. And now, Hebrews 2:4 is what God want to do. What it says? Read it. Who got it?
God also.
Great, John. Read it. Great. All right, you're going to have to know that scripture. Mm-hmm. All I'm going to say, Hebrews 2:4, you're going to quote it back to me. I want that in your spirit. And then also, so now when we talk about John 14:12, the work that I do, shall you do, and greater work than these, shall you also do because I go to my Father, that's a supernatural assignment. So that's why I haven't been fulfilled. We've got to have people who learn how to operate in the supernatural. Just saying something, just You know, say, I prayed all night and all that, ain't gonna get it done. You got to know how to function and how to flow. Okay, now, also in Mark 16, you know the Great Commission in the 16th chapter of Mark. So you got John 14, 12 there. You have what God said you want to do right there. And then you got in the 16th chapter of Mark, you get to the 30th verse, you said it went about doing good, went about doing things, and God doing the word, and God confirmed the word with signs followed. So signs supposed to be followed, and you're supposed to have some evidence. Now, you cannot put your confidence in the sign. Your confidence got to be in the God of the sign. So you always got to give him glory. You can't get sign crazy, because Satan's going to trick you there. You always got to know it's God. I love God. You always get intimacy is so important here. Intimacy, fellowship with God. Your prayer life is so important. Your prayer life, meditating the word, is so important to keep your breath of the supernatural. He's a God who want to work miracles. A God who hates sin but loves the sinner. The God who desire to give us his provision and healing. The reason so many people sick in the church, we have not permitted God to operate in the supernatural. So I want to turn out, I don't know what your preacher was, I want to turn out supernatural people here. Don't have to be a preacher to operate in the supernatural. God has given us his supernatural power so that we can live in victory. 100% victory. Never lose. Never quit. Never give up. Never cave in. Fight to the wind. Because you already have won. You're just holding your ground. The kingdom of heaven suffers violent. The violent take it by force. When you're operating in revelation, when you're operating in a realm of word, when you're operating in the gifts of the Spirit, the manifestation of the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, you operate in those gifts, they're a supernatural manifestation of God. You're operating under the type of preaching that is not enticing words of man's wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but the power of God. That's 1 Corinthians 2. You need to read 1 Corinthians 2 over and over and over. No, 1 Corinthians 1 and 2, because you're going to see the source of all manifestation. The source of the latter glory is Jesus Christ crucified on that cross. The 18th verse of that first chapter said, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those that perish, but to us who believe, it's the power of God. See, scriptures like this now, Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believes. Then the 17th verse said we should live from faith to faith. 2 Corinthians 3:18 said we should live from glory to glory. Get them notes down. Them nose down. There ain't gonna be no chewing gum sitting around up in here. You can't. You got to flow. You got to flow. Some of your old ugly ways are gonna be broken. Old habits. You know. Inferiority gonna leave you. Intimidation gonna leave you. Nobody gonna be able to intimidate you. You're gonna walk under an umbrella of God's glory and God's supernatural functioning. And that's why David could stand up to Goliath, and Daniel could stand up to the lion, and the Hebrew boy could stand up to the fire, and Moses could stand up to the Red Sea, and Moses could stand up to Pharaoh. It's because they had a divine backup. They knew who they are. Moses saw that burning bush. He turned aside. See the supernatural, you're going to turn aside. It's not just the fame and all the glamour. You got to turn aside because there's a penetration got to be made. That you know when it looked like nothing not happened, impossible. It's impossible for a person who know how to function in the supernatural to see something not happen. If it's not, then God is not God. And he is God. And if you know how to cooperate with him properly, he'll do exactly what he said. You remember what he said in Isaiah 55:11? Go there. Remember what he said. My word, the word that I sent out, they won't come back void. They will accomplish, they will prosper into that what I sent out for it to do. How many of y'all got something you want God to do for you now? Yeah, I mean, that's worldwide. God has given us his supernatural power so that we can live in victory. Without the ingredient of his supernatural power, it is impossible for us to overcome tribulation, sickness, any other adverse circumstances that rise against us. So that's why the church still sick. That's why the church still broke. And a lot of people in the church angry. They don't know why they're angry. They're angry because they're carrying something and don't know how to operate in it. You know, I mean, they got this new vacuum cleaner, you push the button and it runs across the house by itself. You don't know how to run. You're looking at it, you're mad, you don't know how to operate, you with a broom sweep. And you see that doggone thing. You just don't know how to operate. The thing will sweep the house for you if you know how to operate it. So the supernatural is the same way. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Come on, class.
Yes, sir.
See, we've been living like buzzards when we're supposed to be eagles. We've been living like vultures. It took the little bit left over from the world system. They just fling things in our faces with science and a different technology. They learned all that from God. But because the church in such a stupid to the supernatural. She have a little outfits and a little uniform and stuff like that, but nobody really respect the church. Impossible to overcome tribulation, sickness, and any other adverse circumstances that rise against us. You will discover, now listen to me very carefully now, because I want you to write now, and I preach on this Sunday, image, likeness, and glory. Write that down. You're created in his image, his likeness, and his glory. Now listen to what I told my congregation Sunday. Listen, I'm going to tell you now. When Adam was in the garden, he was living from harvest to seed. See, Adam didn't have to sow no seed. He was living from the harvest, and the seed came off the harvest. Because of the sin, we got to live from seed to harvest. We got to make it happen. Got that?
Yes, sir.
But now, when you start functioning supernatural, you're going back to the same glory that Adam had, and you're going to live. I'm living an Adam life now.
Yes, sir.
Me. Do your body ever attack? Yeah, my body be attacked, but I'm living an Adam life.
Yes, sir.
See, and if you, because it's supernatural. Say it's supernatural.
It's supernatural.
All right, now listen. What you want to say there? Adam is the original glory. Everything taken care of. God had taken glory from Adam because Adam went from revelation knowledge to satanic knowledge. He listened to what Satan said, so he took the glory from him. Okay, all right. Moses operated because of obedience. Moses and the prophet operated in the former glory. That's Haggai 2:7-9. They operated in the former glory. Now, we operate in the latter glory.
Yes, sir.
The glory that the cross bought. That's why I told you, look at Galatians 6:14. God forbid that I should glory in anything except the cross. Look at Galatians 6:14. Get it in your note. I'll have you stuffed like a pig before you leave out of here. Say, Lord Jesus, the man ain't even give me a chance to breathe. Just write fast as you can. I'm pregnant. I got to have this baby. And I got to be a man to say that. Where things go around now, you know. Now, class, you will discover, and so the insignificant part, Satan tried to trick us about the cross. And then he tried to stop the flow of the supernatural by, we had hundreds of cross put on the altar. And then I prayed over them and give them back to them, as long as you know what the cross meant. That it signifies Satan, this way you were defeated at. But at the cross itself, cross around your neck, the cross we had up here, the cross you see on top of the steeple of the church, actually is a representation of the curse. That's a Galatians 3:13 revelation. curses every man that hangs on the tree. Huh? People's eyes get big when I say this. But the cross, when the Bible talks about the cross, it's talking about what Christ did on the cross and at the cross for us. So if Satan gets you stuck on a piece of wood, a piece of metal around your neck, he got you if you don't have the revelation to understand that it is finished. Everything you see in that Bible, all the promises of God are yeah and amen in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Because you got an enemy. You got a supernatural enemy. When Moses threw his rod down, it turned to a serpent, right? And then he got scared of himself, Lord, to him catch tail of it. But then the magician threw his rod down. So Satan can do supernatural things. You got to understand that. But the only thing you have to know the difference is that the reality of the real supernatural can eat the false supernatural up.
Right.
Moses' serpent ate his serpent up.
Amen.
So you're going to have demonical forces trying to stop you and trying to challenge you, but they can't handle you.
Amen.
They can't handle you, you know, if you know what you're working with. So the cross, let me say this about the cross. You will discover that the cross is the only legal a legitimate soul that can open the door of God's supernatural realm to you. The cross. What Jesus did, it is finished. He paid for everything. See? And so you have to have a revelation of the cross. See? Revelation of what happened at the cross. See? Eden was brought back at the cross. Sonship was brought back at the cross. Now, when you say the cross, I want you to think this way, class. This will make you more powerful. You want to be more powerful in the spirit?
Yes, sir.
When you talk about the cross, thank resurrection, thank ascension, thank his seated position, thank he sent the Holy Spirit, thank he's coming back again. That's a revival right there. I said that's a revival.
Yes, sir.
See. When Christ died on the cross, they killed him, but they couldn't kill him. He let them do it. You see, had they known it, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. They called Christ the Lord of glory. In 1 Corinthians 2, they called him the Lord of glory. I think the 7 and 8 verse. And he said he was crucified for our glory. For us to rule, reign. Not only have authority, you better get somebody to know it, rule, reign. Not only to have authority, but dominion, dominate, shut it down. When you walk in the room, all hell broke loose. But yeah, you walk a supernatural man walk in the room, a supernatural woman who know the supernatural, know the power of the cross, and know God has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of this son. When that woman or that man walk in the room, all hell bow. But not for no religious preacher with the Dr. D. DuBois, apostle, prophet, all that behind his name with no evidence. With a backwood collar on, a long robe, big cross around his neck, gold chain in his pocket. That don't mean nothing to the devil. That's the right one I want right there. See? If you pay attention in this school, you will be far ahead of everybody you meet in Louisiana or around the world. You'll be far ahead. Your whole United States of America is a Western culture church, and they play on numbers and strategies, how to get a lot of people to come to church. There ain't no power in that, man. Yeah, operating the supernatural. So I'll talk some more about the cross in the days to come. You discover that the cross is the only legal, a legitimate source that can open the door of God's supernatural realm to you. You will also see in these classes how to live a life of faith in the midst of a dangerous and uncertain world. Now, when I talk about faith, I'm not talking about the Sam Patticate faith we've been dealing with. You know, we all know now faith is something hopeful and everything, without faith is impossible. And those are good, but there's another dimension of faith that we didn't learn. All right? So you will see how to live a life of faith. You will understand how to walk in the anointing. And this is very important. I said it to you, but I'm going to say it again. And how to transition into walking in God's glory. Right now, my ministry is walking in God's glory. That's why you got 976 manifestation within 2 months. We ain't talking about no toothache. Then one girl in Richmond, the fire got on her gums. She had tooth problems. The fire got on her gum and changed her whole mouth. Burning on the inside. Now, it's amazing. You attract the glory by worship. So if you're praying every day and you ain't doing no worship, that's why you're not seeing what you need to say. Worship is not praise. There's a progression. Thanksgiving, praise. You can't worship till you show up, till you start manifesting himself. But you'll know it because you got your spirit bear witness with the spirit. The spirit bear witness with your spirit. You'll know. Now, in services as a minister, in this short time, because I've studied a lot, I know when the glory come in the room. So what I do now? I got to make a transition. So what I do? Back off. Back off. Bam! God start healing. Lady jump up. Lady holler, scream. One lady bled so much, she had to change her clothes every hour. Set up in a meeting on Wednesday and dried up. Another lady was bleeding for 8 years. Doctor had on a 9-medicine cycle. She sat in the meeting in Columbus, Ohio. Wednesday morning, she dried up. Went back to her doctor Thursday. They were supposed to operate again. The operating had done, didn't do no good. She went back to her doctor Thursday, totally completely healed, don't need no medicine, no operation. God came in there and operated on that woman while she was sitting in the service. That's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to understand. You can't be cocky. You can't be arrogant. You got to be humble and meek. And you got to love the Lord. And you can do the same thing. You leave the school, you'll be able to do it. You know how to cooperate with God. How to function in the supernatural. Not only will you learn how to make this transition, and I just told you how to make the transition, back off. When the Lord shows up, his manifested presence, you'll be sensitive to it. You just worship. Real worship. The Lord started tearing things down in this church. He started with the praisers. And I got good people in my good praisers in this church. You got good people. But we're only new tradition and stuff. We new talent. We knew the famous song that get everybody happy. No, God want a new song. Be ready to sing a new song. See, we're so busy about how it sound. No, it's not how it sound, it's what it carry. See what I'm saying? And so we're doing it I got 87 churches. I think it's coming up 88, 89 churches under me now. And all of the praises are being changed out. Either you won't go for it or you're going to sit down. You will learn how to receive your miracle as well as teach it to your people and demonstrate it in your household. What? Listen to what I'm saying now. You will learn how to receive your miracle and as well as teach it to your people, if you're a pastor, you know, whatever, and demonstrate it in your household. For instance, my grandson running with a stick and had one of them little melon spear on the end of it. Fell on that thing, went to the top of his mouth and bust a hole in his mouth. And the doctor said he couldn't sew it. He just got to heal. He just got to eat soft food and just got to keep it clean out. And we were about to leave on vacation, so he going to have a miserable vacation. So they said, Papa, they called and said, Papa, my mouth bust open at the top, would you pray for me? And I was about to go in my normal routine to say a prayer, and the glory hit. And I said, no, the hole will be closed tomorrow. We're not going to put up with this on my vacation. So I'm not praying. Whole cold. I command you. God, show me your glory. Next day, big hole now. Hole was closed. That boy had everything he wanted on the trip. But I almost went into my normal pattern because I've got some result like this, but not no result like this. See? See, we got our miracle. That was a miracle we needed. So now I'm, and I want you to get this down. I'm miracle conscious. I have miracle consciousness. God Almighty. I'm conscious that it can happen. You see what I'm saying? And not only that, write this note. And I know how to cooperate with God to get a miracle. That's what I'm going to teach you. Jesus. How to cooperate with God to get your miracle. Now, class, you dancing with nothing impossible. You dancing with nothing incurable. You dancing with I'm undeniable. You dancing with I'm unstoppable. Whoa, find out who you are. You know, the generational curses fall off your life right now. You don't have to carry them. You know, the doctor got to ask you the question that your mama had it, your uncle had it. Yeah, they all had it, but I don't have it. You follow me? All right, a few more minutes. So transition, anointing, faith, receiving your miracle, you're going to learn how to do all that here. All right? And you have some questions that need to be answered. You may have some questions. I got six or seven questions here that has to be answered because of the religious lifestyle we've been living. These are the questions that we're going to answer in this class. Does God continue to perform miracles today? Now, you can holler, yeah, but you're hollering by information. All of us holler, yeah! You're hollering with information. Only the person who have had a manifestation, an experience, and an encounter can answer that question. Or a revelation in what you'll be receiving out of this class. Now this is a tough one here, boy. Can Christianity be considered relevant if it operates without miracles? No, because we took Christ off the cross. We then took him out of the resurrection. We have no evidence. We can go to 150 churches in Louisiana. And when the last time they saw a move of God, they're talking about running. Well, anybody can run. They run at the basketball game. But what happened out of the ordinary? What sign? What wonder? What manifestation? What demonstration? What was impossible to have happen? Who had an incurable disease and the Lord walked in and just took it? Right. And the person pushed the oxygen machine on the side and said, I don't need it anymore. I got a new set of lungs. These are realities. This happened in the last 2 months. I said 970 or something. Might be more than that. I'm just holding on, baby. I'm just holding on. But I sure have been looking for it. So I answer that question. No, Christianity is not relevant if it's operated without miracles. What makes the Christian life more than just another religion or philosophy then? What make you a Christian? What make your life more than Buddha, Muhammad, all these people? What make you different? We had this little Muslim girl sitting by right where you usually when you have. You wasn't here? Muslim girl, she said, you nobody though, right? Muslim girl. And I'm asking, welcome to visitor, you know? And she said, I'm a Muslim. I want to know more about this Christianity. Why she came to this church? Because it got some signs now. Right. So you're not amazing grace, just singing amazing grace. You're not going to convert no Muslim. You got to have something for them. Jehovah's Witness, they believe in what they believe in. But if they see your snake, eat up their snake, they understand. Do we need the miracles mentioned in the Bible today? Y'all answer that. Y'all can answer that. What make a Christian credible? What proof can we offer people that Jesus lived? That he's not just another good teacher or wise guru? We're going to answer all these questions. Can rituals rule, oh my, tiny time, boy. I got been up here 10 minutes. Are regulation change people? No! We'll find out a deeper dimension. Through whom does God perform miracles? Can anyone be a recipient of a miracle? Now look at Psalm 66:5. This is an awesome scripture. I don't even know what translation it is. I know I read in the King James Version what it is. I don't know what translation it is. But it's translated Psalm 66:5. And it says in this translation, "Come and see the works of God. He is awesome and is doing toward the sons of men." I don't know what translation it is. You might as well look for it. Come and see the works of God. Like you see, come and see the works of God. He is terrible. Come and see the work of God. See, it's amplified. Come and see the works of God. See how to save his people. He smite their foes, heals, terrible in his doing toward the children of men. Now get this one now. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome and in his doing toward the sons of men. He's awesome.
New King James.
New King James. Got it. New King James. Write it down. New King James. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. Psalm 66:5. Now, class, there's a scripture in John 3:27. Look at it. And there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 2:9. Look at it. And there's a scripture in Matthew 16. I don't know what verse it is, but it says, "Flesh and blood have not revealed this to you." When Christ asked him who he was in Matthew 16. But there you got it in John 3:27, said, "Man can receive nothing from heaven unless it is revealed to him." See that?
Yes, sir.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
1 John 2:9 said, "Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard." That's it. Now the ninth verse is right.
Yes, sir.
Neither man see this natural looking.
Yes, sir.
This is nothing natural about this. This has to be revealed to you. Okay? And until it's revealed, until if you hold on to your religion, you're not gonna get here. You're running on a flat tire. Unless it's revealed, what is revealed? You listening?
Yes, sir.
What is revealed to you become your reality. See. The reason we don't have realities of signs, wonders, and miracles, we talk about them but don't have the reality of them. They haven't been revealed. They haven't been manifested. They haven't been demonstrated. And we have not seen a creative miracle. We have not seen God walk around the church with lungs and heart in his pocket and stop and put in somebody's chair and keep walking. Open heart surgery, you ain't had nothing to add, no anesthesia or nothing. Just went there and put another heart in there. And all you know now, I can breathe right and I can run and I don't get short winded. We've seen all that in 2 months. I ain't no telling what. See, I know on Sunday morning, down here is full, the back is not. I know it's only a matter of months. This place, we're not going to be able to handle people. We had to build again. I'm ready, though.
Amen.
I'm ready to build. So, in these classes, you're going to get the revelation of a supernatural God. Say it.
The revelation.
Of a supernatural God. Say it again.
The revelation.
Of a supernatural God. I want you to put a little emphasis on supernatural. Yes.
The revelation
of a supernatural God.
Supernatural God.
The first thing we're going to do in this school, we're going to get your business straight.
Yes, sir.
Get your body straight. Get your bank book straight.
Yes, sir.
Get your blessings straight. See, because the stuff you're learning, you're going to start working. You're going to start manifesting. Stay in school. You don't run off. Yeah, stay in school. Say, "Oh, Lord, this worked good." Like pancake, you know. No, hold on now.
Yes, sir.
Now listen to this first statement here. I'm gonna teach you a little longer.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I got something. I'm about to.
Yes,
I'm pregnant, man. You know, a woman go to the hospital and said, "Her water done break." My water done broke. You can't take her back home now. The water broke, man. The revelation of a supernatural God. Number one, know this, that. Reality cannot always be seen, but it can be discovered.
Yes, sir.
Powerful. It can't. Eyes have not seen, nor ear, but the 10th verse in 1 Corinthians 2:10, but God revealed it to us by the Spirit. So know this, that the realities cannot always be seen, but it can be discovered. We have to make discoveries, spiritual discoveries, or you're going to be spiritually disgusted. And most Christians are disgusted. They're hiding behind a framework face. But they're not satisfied. You cannot. See, listen. The church cannot be satisfied without the supernatural.
That's right.
Because he's a supernatural God. He sent a supernatural son. And we're dealing with a supernatural Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
The kingdom is supernatural.
Right. Right.
See. 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 In Luke 12:2, Jesus said, there's nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. But you got to want it.
Yes, sir.
You got to want it. And you got to want it. All right, don't keep them eyes down too long, girl. I said, what's she doing there? She was looking, I'll pour a glass of water on you. I would. If I catch a lot of people sleeping in my glass, I'm going to pitch a glass of water in your face. The fight we fight after, but I'm going to pour it on you. Y'all stay woke here. There's too much to learn here.
Yes,
I said, go get me a glass of water. I'm thirsty. Give me a glass of water. And I walk right up here and I say, hey! The most significant, listen, unseen reality that we must each discover in order to live the life that we were meant to is the spiritual reality of our supernatural God. Now, let me tell you a secret. You are a supernaturalist.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In order to function in your supernatural ability, you're going to have to know how the supernatural God functions. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Here's what the problem has been. They won't admit it, or we won't admit it. Men have tried to know God through intellectual means. But these attempts have proven insufficient. Christian tired going to church every Sunday and nothing happening. But a jig and a run. Somebody lose their wig or something like that. Ain't no big deal there. But we was ministering somewhere and Philip been there with a woman wig in his hand. He didn't know what to do with it. lady found it, and wig came off, and then Philip standing there with it. You tell him, I tell him that when you come to the class here. Tell me, you a wig catcher. We've had some experience on the road. We can know, here's a problem that I found in my years of study. Here's a problem I found. We can know facts and information about God, but we cannot know him personally through intellectual knowledge.
Right.
You got to have revelation knowledge. How can we as human beings come to know the invisible supernatural creator? Through revelation. I'll take up class. I'll give you a better definition of the two major realms of existence, the natural and the supernatural, in our next class. I'll take you down a road where you see the invisible and do the impossible. We'll talk about knowing God through revelation. What is revelation? Give you some definition of revelation. The Spirit is the only channel through which we have access to God, revealed wisdom and knowledge. That's Ephesians 1. That prayer in Ephesians 1, you need to look at it because it'll set you up for to be in a supernatural vein of understanding. A supernatural vein of wisdom, a supernatural vein of your inheritance, because you have an inheritance that operates now. Are you following me? So you come to school in a good time because now we're birthing this in our ministry. been laboring for a long time. We've had success. We, you know, we teach Money Coming. We've seen a lot of people get out of debt. I've seen people get healed in my ministry. But it's nothing like starting in July.
Amen.
I give God all the glory. You're in a set time in this school. You're in a set time. You're going to hear so many things from my mouth. And those boys are running through the same ditches, and they're running right behind me. If I stop, they'll run over me. And so all the instructors running through the same ditches that I'm running through. And we're learning so many things. And I'm so glad you here and you by internet has chosen the school. Just don't drop out. Don't give up. Just stick with it. And the end of the 2 years, those of you, some of y'all in your second year now, right? It's going to be tremendous. The wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the power you're going to pack for the kingdom. I'm so excited. I can't explain to you how much is available in this school. And so this class is training for supernatural ministry. I'm going to train you for supernatural ministry. And I'm going to go over something over and over again until you have it. And what's going to happen here, Nolan? I'll tell you what's going to happen. God's going to give us demonstration in the classes.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you go home and check that blood pressure, and that blood pressure going on, it happened in this room.
Amen. Yes, sir. Glory.
See, because you're getting this stuff in your heart, it's getting your mind being renewed, and religion is being driven out, and revelation is begin to resurrect in your hearts and your mind, and you have the mind of the Spirit, and the will of God, know the purpose of God, the plan of God, the path of God, and know how to sit at that prepared table, partner. You'll know how to sit at that table, you know. And it'll become, your life gonna become a thrill. Life has been a drill. We've been drilling and drilling. But life become a thrill now because the real Christ and the real Holy Spirit and the real Word and the real Bible and the real truth and the real Holy Spirit. See, I feel His presence now. We become such a reality to you. It may be dull a while to you. You may. Because a lot of times you think it's the same old suit. But I can tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the same suit. You will do exploit. Even at your house, you go to a college campus. Everywhere you go, there's a remnant of people going to have this. The majority of the body of Christ won't get it. It's sad to say. I wish that all my brothers and sisters could walk in it. But some people are so far in riches and religious, and they think their camp know everything. So you got to stay open.
Amen.
God is never totally revealed. He's infinitum. So there's always a revelation left.
Yes.
See, you can't rerun God. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to play him over because he's moving. New trip all the time. Now he'll come back and meet you there and say, this is where I told you to do this. But he's moving all the time. It's one thing about the Spirit. The Spirit, those of us who are going to walk in the supernatural will have to know it's a movement. God is moving all the time. You got to move with him. It's a flow. You can't float. You got to flow. You got to get in the currents of the Spirit and always recognize every day is a brand new day. God's got something else he won't tell you. See, but you see, sometimes we get shut down with our pat scriptures. If you read the miracles in the Bible, God always give an odd assignment. He don't tell you A, B, C because he don't operate by no A, B, C. See? And so you're going to have the courage to take a revelatory risk. And even though it's not a risk, if it's a revelation, it's not a risk. But on your part, you're going to have to learn how, I think it was Thursday night, to jump in the river. More people got healed. Lord said, tell them jump in the river. Jump in the river. I just said, jump in the river. They're jumping all over the place. And people start getting healed of all kind of disease, incurable disease, cancer, all kind of stuff. They say, You told I jump in the river, I jumped in and got healed.
Amen.
Delivered. Okay? Satan don't stand a chance with a person who's walking in the supernatural. Tonight, your life has begun to change. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Just a few things have been said to you tonight. You have had a lesson that covers hundreds of years of struggle in the body of Christ. You just go over those notes. Listen to that. You've learned some things tonight that will speed your life up so fast that it'll be frightening, because you know what to do. You know, fear will leave you, lack will leave you, limitation will leave you, all of it would leave you, because they can't stay with you, because you're getting a supernatural supply, supernatural provision, supernatural wisdom, supernatural knowledge, supernatural understanding, supernatural power, supernatural strength, supernatural victory, supernatural understanding. You're opening up to another world. All the things that your family went through, and your cousin and your brothers and your sisters and Uncle Joe and all them went through, you don't have to go through that. Let me tell you what the supernatural is. I'm going to close with that. Let me tell you what the supernatural is. Supernatural is a slam dunk. Them guys, it used to try to guide Michael Jordan, but he was too high in the sky. When he come down with the ball was in the basket before they knew it. They couldn't block it. You would be unblockable. It's a slam dunk. It's a slam dunk for sickness, disease, finances, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. You're going to take what's yours. And you're not going to be afraid of having good things. Because if you do, you're stupid. You're not operating the supernatural. Because God is a good God, and God wants you to have the best. Stop looking at your ugly cousin, seeing how far they go. They ain't went as far as you're going to go, because they wasn't in this class or in this school. Let me say the school. Because you're going to have a lot of things that are going to change your life. You're going to find out you're going to turn out to be a sweeter person. The bitterment that you have is because there's blessing you know you're supposed to have, and you can't get your hand on them. You done prayed, said, stayed, but you can't get your hand on them. So these classes are going to make you a mellow fella. You know, when you have means and you know everything is taken care of, you get to looking at how you can help other people. You're not going to be blessed, but you're going to turn out to be a blessing. All right?
Yes, sir, sir.
God bless you. They're going to set you up. Dr. Leroy Thompson, Jr., I'll set you up for your other classes. I'll see you. I come teach when I get ready. See, if I decide to come teach tomorrow night, I'll come teach. If I decide.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I get to praying around all day. Sometimes I get to praying, I guess before, I got to have some relief. I got to tell somebody something I receive, all right? All right, D-Roy, you got it.
Number eight. It is now 8:10. Those that are watching by internet, I'm talking Central Standard Time, so adjust your time accordingly. It is 8:10. Next class will start at 8:15. Both classes will be upstairs in the two classrooms upstairs. So the next class will start from 8:15. We'll go from 8:15 to about 8:50. And then we'll switch to the instructions will switch. You get a 5-minute break between that, then we'll switch and we'll go from, I think it's 8:55 to 9:25. All right, you're dismissed.